Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's examine yet another of the prerequisites for promotion, faithfulness. Being someone who is dependable brings your promotion the way God intends.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back, and we are on day 9 of Promotion God's Way. If you missed it, you need to go to the internet and get those, because everybody wants to prosper.
That's right. Everybody wants promotion. And one of the ways that we prosper is by the work of our hands. The Lord will bless the work of what we do.
That's right.
And we are...
And one way not to prosper is to do nothing.
Do nothing. Be lazy.
That's
sit around.
That's the other side of the story.
That's right. The Lord is looking for people to promote.
Yes.
He's looking for people to really bring to the forefront, because he knows that he can trust those who study his word, who practice what he tells them to do, and he wants them to be the leaders of our corporations. He wants to be the leaders of people in the military. He wants them to rise up to the surface. And so that's why we're taking these 2 weeks talking about prosperity God's, or promotion God's way, which is really walking in prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And all last week we talked about God's will for us is promotion, and we talked about so many different scriptures concerning this. And then this week we are qualifying for promotion. Well, what do we mean by qualifying for promotion? Well, there are some prerequisites that we must have on the inside of us. Promotion begins in the heart. It starts in the heart. And Gloria, we've used the example of David as a servant who was out in the field tending the sheep when Samuel came to Jesse to look over all his sons to see who would qualify for the promotion of being a king. Well, in that instance, none of them qualified. Why was that? Because they did not have in their heart what it would take to lead Israel and to be a shepherd over the sheep of Israel. David was the one. David was out in the field. He was taking care of his father's business.
They didn't even bring him in to look at him.
No, they didn't, until Samuel started to panic a little bit and say, "Do you not have any other sons?" He said, "Yes, I have one son in the field who is tending the sheep." David was being diligent. He was a servant. And really, David was called himself a servant, and God called him my servant David. So there are certain things
but
that...
But his brother said, "Who's he? He's just, you know, he's just a little kid."
Exactly.
His brothers didn't, they didn't give him any place.
No. And if you read, exactly, Gloria, if you read the account of Goliath, David and Goliath, you see the attitude that his brothers had towards him. They were jealous of him.
Yeah.
There were just certain things on the inside of those brothers that...
Goliath didn't give him any respect either first, did he?
No. Well, God says people look on the outside.
Until he got that rock in his head.
I look on... What's that?
Until he got that rock in his head.
Yeah, that's right. Then everything changed.
Yes, that's right.
Well, God promoted David, didn't he?
Mm-hmm, he did.
He promoted David. In that one instant right there, he promoted David and began to show that David had the qualifications to be the king of Israel.
The heart to be.
That's exactly right. He loved the people. He loved God. And David was not pursuing promotion. Promotion was pursuing him.
That's right, George.
He was pursuing God. And as long as we pursue God and we pursue the principles of how we are to live, then God will take care of the
promotion
part.
Will pursue us.
Yeah, he'll pursue us. Promotion will run you down. I mean, it will absolutely chase after
That's
you.
Exactly right.
People will be wanting your services.
You'll be shocked at what the Lord has you do.
Yeah. Gloria, I believe that there are people out there right now, our partners and friends who are watching us, that you have businesses, your own businesses. Yes. And I believe that you are going to get more clients this year than you ever have.
I agree with that.
You're going to have more people wanting your business because you are faithful, you are diligent, you are a servant, you are a person of integrity. And all of those things qualify us to be promoted in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
All of those things promote us to take steps up where God wants us to be. And I've watched you and Kenneth over all of the 41 years that I've been here. You've been in ministry 50 years. And Gloria, I can look at your lives like you can read a book. You continually see two people who humbled themselves before the Word of God, who answered the call of God, who determined to adapt the Word of God to their lifestyle and change. You are so
praise
quick to change.
God.
If there's something that you and Kenneth, you don't believe is right in the sight of the Lord, you change it.
We endeavor to.
You change it.
Quick.
And the result of that has been you have gone from being a married couple with a rundown car and barely making it to two people who are now traveling the world preaching the gospel and having audiences with the president and senators.
Praise
and
God.
The Lord has promoted you.
Praise
and
God.
So we look to you as an example of what God has done, and you have really passed the test.
Thank you, Lord.
There is a promotion test that we all have to face. And in that promotion test, the Lord is looking for people who have a servant's heart, who walk in humility, who are diligent, and today we're going to talk
willing.
Who are willing, and today we will talk about faithfulness.
Good.
Faithfulness is big. It's big. And it goes right along with our scripture here, and you can get all of these downloads of these outlines. They're available to you on kcm.org. Look for the picture of Gloria and me. Click onto it, and you'll come to all of the outlines that we're doing on this broadcast, as well as all of our prosperity broadcast that
praise
we've done.
God.
So let's look at our...
And bear in mind when you're hearing what George is offering to you, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God.
That's right. That's right.
And everything he's saying, that's a faith tool.
Mm-hmm.
All those outlines, all
mm-hmm.
that listening to the broadcast comes by hearing and
that's
hearing
right.
by the Word of God.
And isn't all of the broadcasts.
It's our choice. Anybody can have faith.
That's right. That's right. And all of the broadcasts are available on kcm.org.
Yeah.
It is an amazing thing that you've made
praise
available
God.
To the body of Christ. And the Lord has truly promoted you
praise
and
God.
Found you faithful.
Praise the Lord.
Faithful. Let's talk about faithfulness.
Okay, let's do it.
In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6, and I wish you could have been here a few moments ago before we began the taping, because Gloria was, she read the first line of this outline here, and she said, calling all faithful people, calling all faithful people. And that's what the Lord is doing.
That's right.
He's looking for faithful people. It says in verse 6, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. So that leads me to believe that faithfulness is not as prevalent as it should be. Who can find a faithful man? It almost seems like it's an impossible thing to truly find a faithful person. So we really have to make the decision, Gloria,
sure.
we are going to be faithful.
It doesn't just fall on you like, as Brother Hagin used to say, ripe cherries off the tree.
Yeah.
You make a decision.
Yep.
I'm going to do what God says.
That's right.
I'm going to find out what He said.
Yep.
And I'm going to do that.
Yep.
That's faithfulness.
That's faithfulness.
Glory to God.
In the New Living Translation, many will say they are loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly reliable? So then, now there's another word for faithfulness, and that is reliable.
Reliable.
Yes,
that's right.
People are looking.
You can depend on him.
Yes.
He's reliable.
That's good. That's good. You can depend on a person. If they say they're going to be someplace at a certain time, they're there.
That's right.
You can depend on Kenneth Copeland that if he and Gloria, that if they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they will be there. They are faithful to that. And we've learned that. All of us
and
in the family.
We all have to be there, don't we, George?
Well, we've all figured it out too, because
that's right.
whenever there's a trip on the Citation 10, and I always talk to the folks that are down at the hangar as to what time we need to be boarding. And they'll say, you need to be there by noon, and the doors will close at 12:15, and then we will take off because we have a schedule. Mm-hmm. Well, whenever they say 12 o'clock, and especially if Brother Copeland is on the flight, we are all there 45 minutes earlier.
That's dependable. That's faithful.
That's dependable and faithful. And we always want to be the ones. If you're traveling on a flight with Brother Copeland, you always want to be on the plane before he boards.
I agree with that.
So you're there waiting and ready, and we're not having to wait on
anybody. And they're not saying, where's George? Isn't he going with me?
No, you won't. You will not. You will not hear that from uttered from any of the lips about Pastor George. So here's another one, Message translation. Lots of people can claim to be loyal and loving, but where on earth can you find one? So Gloria, this just showed me in these scriptures defining a faithful person. A faithful person is one who is reliable.
Yes.
A faithful person is one who is loyal and loving. And I just picked that up from those scriptures when it says many are loyal, but who can find one that's truly reliable? Well, that's what God says that we are. We're reliable. Yeah. So if you go back to your first page. We're not finished with page one yet.
Okay.
Look at number two there. God found a faithful man in David. Read that 1 Samuel 22:14 to us. That's a very interesting scripture.
Then Abimelech answered the king and said, and who is so faithful among all thy servants as David? See, God was looking for a faithful man.
That's right.
What he wanted.
That's right.
So Abimelech told him who it was. Mm-hmm. Who is as faithful as David, which is the king's son-in-law? In other words, he's the son-in-law. He doesn't have to be all that faithful to get by.
Yeah.
But he's faithful.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is the king's son-in-law and goeth at thy bidding and is honorable in thine house. David was the most faithful among all of King Saul's servants. Everyone in your family respects him. Faithful people are located and promoted. Isn't that good?
Faithful people are located and promoted by God.
God knows right where faithful people
Listen,
are.
Listen, it does not matter if you are in the depths of the depths of the deep of an organization. If you are faithful, God will find you.
Be faithful where you are.
Mm-hmm. Be faithful right where you are. God will find you. He will promote you. He will lift you up because He's looking for faithful people.
Yes,
and that CEV translation of 1 Samuel 22, I like that one. Everyone in your family respects him. They all respected David. Why? Because he was faithful. He was a dependable individual.
And if you can be respected in your family...
Oh, that's a big thing.
You can be respected anywhere.
Anywhere. That's a big thing, Gloria. That's a big thing. They know. They know. You know. They know. If you go to the second page now, we're looking at Bible characteristics of a faithful person. What does a faithful person look like? So let's do this. You take one, I'll take one.
Okay.
And you start off, Gloria, with Proverbs 11.
Okay. Proverbs 11, New King James. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Faithful people can be trusted by those they serve. B, they can keep a confidence.
So that's important.
Yes.
Faithful people can keep a confidence.
Mm-hmm.
They do not reveal secrets. They can be trusted.
That's right.
In Proverbs 13:17, a wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful ambassador brings health.
Praise God.
Now, faithful people are loyal to those people that they serve. They do not cheat.
That's
They don't steal. They do not abuse their position. You know, Gloria, when
you
it comes to
them.
Faithful people, they are... They treat the organization as if it were their own.
That's right.
They treat it with the same respect. They treat it with the same honor. They try to save money where they can save money. They endeavor to keep their area clean. They don't take supplies home with them. They don't pilfer.
Right.
They don't leave early. And this is many years ago, and I won't even name names. But back then, Doug, your brother, was our boss, and Doug happened to be leaving around Thursday or Friday to go up to Arkansas. He had a farm up in Arkansas, and he was going to go up to the farm. And I was sitting there one day outside of his office, and an individual came to his office and asked the secretary who was sitting there, "When is Doug leaving this week?" And so she told him. And I found out later that the reason he was asking was because when the boss was gone, he was going to leave too.
That is not a faithful person.
That is not a faithful person.
When can I slip out of here?
Exactly, Gloria. And that really marked my thinking. And we should be the kind of people that when the boss is gone, we are there doing our job, doing to the very best of our ability and protecting that corporation or that entity. I'm telling you, there is so much to this that God is looking for.
Those are the people that get promoted.
Yes.
Faithful person gets promoted.
Faithful person. Gloria, why don't you read Proverbs 14:5.
A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A, faithful people are truthful and honest. Mm-hmm. B, they don't lie, stretch, or bend the truth.
Yeah.
They just tell it like it is.
They tell it like it is. They're honest.
Yeah.
Whether or not it is in their favor or it's not in their favor. I remember the day that Doug, again, working for Doug, there was some problem that was going on in the ministry, and he was mentoring me. He was really training me. He and I became very close with each other, and I had great respect for him. And self-admittedly, he was really tough on me when I first came. Oh, was he tough. He was, Kenneth's son-in-law.
Well, my brother.
Yeah, your brother, but I was the son-in-law. And so Doug, but he finally began to mentor me. And one day, he was looking at something that was printed, and he said, "George, I want you to find out who did this. It was a mistake that was made." He said, "I want you to find out who did this." So I just went. I went to this department, and I went to that department, and the next department, and I finally went to my own department.
Last.
And I found out that the mistake emanated from my department.
Uh-oh. Wasn't nearly as much fun as it was at first.
That wasn't fun at all. So I went, after lunch, I went up to Doug's office, and I said, "I just want to report back to you on what happened with that situation." He says, "Well, what? Tell me, who was it that did it?" I said, "Well, it was my department."
Oh.
And it completely threw him. He didn't know what to do with that. And he said, Well, just tell him not to do it again." I said, "Yes, sir."
See, you were honest.
He didn't know.
Could have said, "I don't know who it was."
Because people are so intent on passing the buck.
Yeah, that's true.
And God, your faithfulness, it may seem like telling the truth might get you fired. It would be much better to tell the truth and be fired, because God will pick you back up and get you in
that's
a place
right.
where you need to be.
God.
Okay, in Proverbs 25:13, "As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters." Faithful people are reliable, they're dependable, and I like this from the Living Bible, "A faithful employee is as refreshing as a cool day in the hot summertime."
Isn't it the truth? You look at somebody and you think, "I can depend on them to mm-hmm. do this job. I mm-hmm. don't have to check on them every 3 hours."
That's right.
They'll get it done.
And those
are the ones that get promoted.
When they tell you to do something, you make sure that you do it. You take care of
that's
it for
right.
them. And
Amen.
And so in, go ahead and read that 1 Corinthians 4.
"I am sending Timothy to help you. He is my beloved, trustworthy, faithful son in the Lord. He will remind you of what I teach about Christ Jesus to all the churches." My faithful, trustworthy. Yeah. Isn't that great?
That's wonderful. That's what Paul...
Servant.
Paul, oh my. Paul, and I've done a study of Timothy before. Timothy was trained up the way he should be. His mother, his grandmother, they trained him up the way he should be. And then early on, when Paul was first introduced to Timothy, Paul heard of the report of how diligent Timothy was and how faithful he was. Timothy was being groomed for promotion. And now Paul's saying here, "He is my beloved, trustworthy, faithful son in the Lord. He will remind you of what I teach about Christ Jesus to all the churches.
Praise
He was
God.
Faithful. Now, faithfulness, Gloria, it is a major key to your promotion. In
yes.
Matthew 25, 21, it says, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things."
That's right. I'm just positive in my own thinking that that's the way the Lord operates.
He does.
If He finds a faithful person,
yes.
they get more responsibility.
Yep.
They get promoted.
Yep.
They get a higher rank. Why?
Yep.
Because they can be depended on.
That's right.
And He knows the hearts.
He knows the hearts. He loves all of us, but
yep.
there is a rank and file in the body of Christ that if you are faithful and you are diligent and you are a servant, you are in a much better position for promotion
oh,
in
yeah.
the kingdom of God than if you were not
Praise
all
God.
Of those things. I'm going to quote this book. This is
Are you going to read Matthew 25?
Oh, go ahead.
Matthew 25, 21 says, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant."
Faithful servant.
"Thou hast been faithful over a few things.
Mm-hmm.
I will make you..." What does that
ruler,
make you ruler over
many things?
Faithfulness on the secular job will promote you.
That's right. It's a principle. It's a
yes,
biblical.
It is
a biblical principle. These things are things that a mature believer will press into them and do them, and they'll see
That's
the
right.
result of it. It's sowing the right seed.
Yes,
you are sowing the right
be
seed.
The absolute. Most faithful
yep.
of everybody
yep.
in that business or
That's
in
right.
that staff.
It says in Luke 16:10, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful
yeah.
also in much." The New Living Translation says, "Unless you are faithful in small matters, you won't be faithful in large
That's
ones."
Right.
And it says, "If you're faithful with others' money, you'll be trusted with your own." And go ahead and read that last one, Gloria, the Proverbs 28.
"A faithful man shall abound with blessings."
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's got a reward.
It has a reward.
Abound, not just have some, but
yep.
abound with blessings. The NHEB says, "A faithful man is rich
yes.
with blessing." A faithful man in the ISV says, "The faithful man will prosper."
Praise God.
Well, that's the bottom line right there.
Well, Father,
if you
in the name,
increase, let's, be faithful.
Let's pray over this together.
Thank Father,
you, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray together and we commit
yes,
ourselves,
Lord.
Rededicate ourselves to be faithful, to be faithful to you, to be faithful to those that we work for, and Father, to be faithful, husbands
yes,
to be faithful
amen.
To their wives and wives to their husbands
Praise
and children
God.
To their parents. Lord,
right.
we just desire to step into a greater place of faithfulness.
Praise God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen. Amen.
A faithful man, I don't think this is a scripture, but a faithful man is not easy to find.
Not easy to find.
I don't think that's scripture, but it's truth.
It's true. It's true.
And
but
that faithful man, when you do find
yep,
one,
yep.
he gets promoted.
So we're going to count ourselves faithful.
We're going to be faithful.
That's it.
We are faithful. Glory to God. We're faithful, but we're out of time. We'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.